Okay, it's supposed that it's a big fish and Jonah. Okay, so we are going to start reading the verse of Jonah chapter 1, and I'm going to put someone read it for us, but if you can help me to follow the scriptures, and it would be good. When you be ready, please let me know. It's Jonah chapter 1.
To Jonah the son of Amittai, saying,
Arise.
Jonah 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the son of Amittai, saying,
Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and call out against it, for their evil has come up before me.
But Jonah rose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went on board to go with them to Tarshish, away from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord hurled a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest on the sea, so that the ship threatened to break up. Then the mariners were afraid, and each cried out to his God. And they hurled the cargo that was in the ship into the sea to lighten it for them. But Jonah had gone down into the inner part of the ship, and had lain down and was fast asleep. So the captain came and said to him,
What do you mean, you sleeper? Arise, call out to your God. Perhaps the God will give a thought to us that we may not perish.
And they said to one another,
Come, let us cast lots, that we may know on whose account this evil has come upon us.
So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then they said to him,
Tell us on whose account this evil has come upon us. What is your occupation, and where do you come from? What is your country, and of what people are you?
And he said to them,
I am a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land.
Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him,
What is this that you have done?
For they knew that he was fleeing from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then they said to him,
What shall we do to you, that the sea may quiet down for us?
For the sea grew more and more tempestuous. He said to them,
Pick me up and hurl me into the sea. Then the sea will quiet down for you. For I know it is because of me that this great tempest has come upon you.
Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to get back to dry land, but they could not, for the sea grew more and more tempestuous against them. Therefore they called out to the Lord,
O Lord, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not on us innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you.
So they picked up Jonah and hurled him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. And the Lord appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights.
Okay. As we can see, we are talking right now about a story that probably is well known for everybody, right? But normally we are focuses in the life of Jonah and the things that the decision that he made to disobey God. Imagine that. That you can already hear, he knows who is God, and he decided to disobey. He knows what he was doing, and even though that it was against God, he says, I want this because this is what I want. He took the decision. He decided to don't do the will of God and do his will. So we can see that the things God is commanding something to this servant, and the thing was to preach, to give this his message to a person, or well, not a person, to a community, or a, it's not only a community, it's a big city. It's a big city of thousands of people. And this community, it normally are against the Israel people. They are battling all the time. They don't love each other. But God is telling to Jonah, Jonah, I want that you go with your enemy and preach to them. We can see in the Bible that God knows all the evil things that these Ninevites people has been doing. In the verse 2, we can see that all the things that they have been doing that are against God, God knows. He knows everything. He is watching. He is the sovereign God that reigns and owns everything. He's putting attention to the life of the people and the good things and the bad things. But God, remember, who is God? God is holy. God is holy. And many times we forget that. And we are saying, why he is so mad? Why he is doing this? Why the anger of God is against to the people that is sinning? Why they are going to be in hell if they don't surrender their life to Jesus? Because God is holy. That is the main reason. Because God is holy, and these people didn't glorify the name of God. God gives to them, God creates them with one purpose. He created all the human beings for his glory. That everybody glorify his name. Everything is for him, belongs to him. But we can see in this part that Jonah is not remembering that. He is like, I want this. This is what I want. He's not surrendering his life to the will of God, to obey. And he decided to disobey. So, as we can see in the picture that is in this part, in the first picture is Jonah receiving the call. God is telling him, go with the Ninevites. And he is, no, it's a dangerous place. I don't love them. I know who is God. I know that God is merciful. And they deserve to die. I don't want that they receive the mercy of God. So if I go and preach to them, they are going to be safe. No, I don't want that. So he said, no. And run away far from the presence of God. That's what mentions here in that he was trying to run far away from God. Can you imagine that? Is that possible? That's not possible. But if you remember in that time, the temple was built. And in the temple, the priest can get in the holy place, can be inside, only one person. So everybody knows that the glory of God is there. So he's trying to run away from the glory of God, trying to move from Jerusalem to Spain. Can you see that line? So far. And then, but God commands him, you need to go with the Ninevites. the Ninevites are near to Iraq. So Jerusalem and Iraq is not so far. But to Spain, he needs to cross all the sea. That doesn't bother him. He says, I need to go away, far away. That was a decision of him. But so he took a ship and paid for his ticket, trying to hide from God. As we can see, that is impossible. Right now, I don't know if you saw a movie that is Fast and Furious. And in Fast and Furious, they create the eye of God. And this in this movie, they have several, a microchip like this big, that can control all the cameras from a computer, mobile phones, banks, everything. So you can find someone very fast. In question of seconds, they can see, or they have access to these electronic things around the world, all the world. So no one can hide. And that is an electronic thing that is not like God. Imagine God that is almighty, all-powerful, that is the sovereign God that created everything, that he is beyond the time and space. He is not affected for that. Only us trying to hide from him. That is impossible. But God saw the evil thing from their hearts, but he is still reaching the people. Even though the type of life that they were having, God was mad for that, and he says they deserve to be judged and receive the pay for their sin. And if you remember, in Romans 3:23 says, the pay is for the sin is death. So they deserve to die. But God, we can see his mercy. He's trying to use his servant. I'm telling that he's trying because the servant is not ready. His heart is not ready to go. Has some things inside against these people. And also, he needs to surrender his life to God before God. So God needs to work in the heart of this servant because the servant is not ready. But the will of God is the same. Save the people that is lost. Restore the life of this servant. God never give up. He says, okay, he's not ready. Oh, okay, poor guys. They are going to receive my judgment. No. Oh, Jonah is not obeying. Okay, he's going to receive my judgment too. No, we can see the love of God and merciful with both sides, with the people and with Jonah. God reaching us. Jonah is not easy. We can see that he's trying to move far away from him. How we are, how is our lives? Are we easy? We are easy people? many times done, right? We are putting all what we want first. And then we said, God, I want this. I really want this. And you do whatever that you need in order to have it. But God is working through your life, showing in His Word, around other people, telling you. And many times you can see that's not the will of God, the thing that you're planning. But you're still trying, and you don't surrender your life. And you keep trying, keep trying. So God needs to work in our lives. Imagine, we need a divine power working in our lives. Imagine how strong or how hard it is to work with a human being. That we need a divine power working in our lives. We need the work of God in order to transform our lives, to change our heart, to change our mind. Otherwise, we are going to continue torn against God. As we can see, the Ninevites, they have been completely lost. In the chapter 4, let me see which verse it is. In the last verse, God mentions that all these people, they don't know which is their right or their left. They are completely lost. They can see. They are spiritually dead. Spiritually, they are dead. So they need that God works in their lives in order that situation change. Okay? In the verse 4, we can see that God bring a storm after the decision of Jonah to disobey. So God, that controls all the creation perfectly, bring on a storm. He's using the sea, he's using the wind without any problem. But with the servant, he's having some problems. We can see that the creation doesn't have any doubt about who is the Lord. And show the creation who is He. And that is the same thing that we need to do. The same thing that God called us. The same thing that God called to the Israel people. To proclaim His name, to show the God, who is the Lord. That was the main reason of them. And all the creation proclaimed that. And God is using the creation without any problem or any excuses. Oh, no, I can't. No, it's too far. No, they are not going to listen to me. Oh, no, there is that people, they are really mad. Oh, I don't speak the language of them. I don't have the resources. No. If God says, wake up and go, we need to obey. Why? Because we are focusing our eyes on Him. We are surrendering our life to Him. But if we are focusing on other things, that decision is going to be hard, as we can see with Jonah. He couldn't do it in the beginning. But we can see that God is providing him in the chapter 3, verse 1, a second chance. God is giving us a second chance, and many times more than second chance, to obey and do what He called us to do. So, God works with the creation. The storm is coming, and the people start to think that the ship is going to be broken. What is happening here? They are experts. So in the beginning, they saw that it wasn't any problem to go in the sea. But suddenly something happened. And the ship and the storm was too hard that they thought that the ship is going to be break. But everybody was in the storm. Everybody was begging. But the servant don't. Everybody was begging, but they were begging to their idols. And what the Bible says about the idols, in Psalms we can see that the idols can see. The idols, what else? Can hear. The idols doesn't do anything. They don't speak. They don't breathe. They can see what you are doing. But we can see that God, He is watching. He's listening. And He is acting. A big difference. Because God is the sovereign God and the only one that exists. The idols is unuseful to continue at praising them. Those are created by men, and God is not created. He doesn't have any begin. He's the beginning. He sustains everything. He sustains your life. He has control of everything. The idols doesn't have any power, so that's why we can see that these people were begging, but they didn't receive any answer. But they don't know God. And the servant, what are the things that he needs in order that they know God? He needs to preach. We can see Jonah. He couldn't pray. Even that it was a storm there, he was weak, depressed. Sometimes the situations are hard. And spiritually, he wasn't okay. He was against God. He was giving his back, trying to run away from him. So when you are having troubles to pray, we need to ask how my life is. We need to ask us, how am I with God? How is my relationship with God? Why am I struggling to pray to Him? I can see all the situation that is happening, but I can't. I can pray. So we need to ask us, hey, what are you hiding from Him? He knows. But He wants to work in your life to make you free from everything that you are hiding. or trying to hide from him, because nothing is hiding to him. He knows. But as we can see in the beginning with Adam and Eve, he's reaching and telling them where you are. He knows. But he's still working in the hearts of them in order that they surrender, they admit what they have been doing, that they are against God, that they need to surrender their life, that they need to say, please forgive me. I commit sin. Please forgive me. Everybody have one, a favored one. We need to close the door to that. Surrender our life to God and give it to him. Everything that all the areas where we are weak, in order that the devil doesn't come and take control, or your flesh continue having more power than in your life, than the Holy Spirit in you, because you are not surrendered your life. You need to live to let the Holy Spirit work in your life to take the control of you. Through Jesus, we are sealed by the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is in us. God already changed your heart and give you a heart that is capable to praise him. Otherwise, you are just going to be moving far away from him because you can. The human being can come to God. Everybody is lost. That's what Rome says in chapter 1. Everybody is lost to chapter 3. But in the 21, we can see, but God working. It's the same power, the same God working. If God doesn't work, we are going to be completely lost. But God is our Savior. He's coming to rescue. And he's coming to your life to rescue, telling you, I'm here. And how, in which way God is telling him, Jonah, I'm here, through the storm. So probably sometimes the troubles that we are having, God is using the troubles that we are having, because he is allowing that all that situation happen in your life. And if you are in Jesus, everything that is happening in your life is going to be for good. Everything. Even though that is hard, as we can see here with Jonah, and also the people that was with him, they were struggling because of him. He was against God. There too, because they were walking far away from him. They didn't know him. But Jonah was the one that was also disobeying, and God was working in the heart of him and bring this storm. And through this storm, they also were able to see God, to recognize who is God, because they talked with Jonah. They didn't know. In the beginning, they said, hey, wake up. Back to your God. And he recognized who is he. He says, I'm Hebrew. I serve to the Creator, to the sovereign God. I serve to him, the one that created all things, the one that owns everything. I serve to him. So they fear. They will go, oh, wow. And what are the things that you did to against him? I disobey. Oh, they were in fear, like, wow, we are here with him. And so I know all this, and we are going to die. But I don't want that you die. But he said, I know that this is because of me. If you throw me away from this ship, the sea is going to be in calm, in peace. So do it. It was necessary to admit his sin. If we want to change in our life, we need to admit that we are sinners, that we commit sin, and we need to ask God for forgiveness. But right now, God is still working in his life. Okay, he's admitting, that's good. He's recognizing who I am, that I'm not only the God of the Israel people, because he says, the sovereign God, the creator. All the Israel people, they said, we belong to the covenant people from Abraham. So our God is him, Yahovah. But it's like just my God. But it's not only God of Israel. God is showing that he's God of everything. He's not a local God. He's the sovereign God of all the world, all the creation, not all this world, all the creations, heavens and earth. They were in fear, and they beg in the verse 14. But now they were begging to God, not to their idols. Now they recognize who is God, and they start to beg to God. That's what we need to do when we are in troubles. We need to surrender our life and go with God. No, have confidence in our strength. We need to surrender our life and go with God and say, God, I need you. Sometimes we put God at the end, or when we are in the floor, it's the last thing. But God needs to be the first all the time in your life, every decision. We need to put God in first place. So they beg, and they said, please save my life. They were in fear for their lives, and now they are coming to God, that they know that this God can save and preserve their lives. And that's what we rejoice in Jesus. He's preserving our lives. We have a place in the heaven. We are citizens of the heaven. We are here just for a period of time. It's not eternal. But with him, we are going to be for the eternity. So the struggle that we are going to have here is nothing compared with to be with God for all the eternity. So they beg to God, took Jonah, throw it away. And the sea was quiet. And after saw that, they feared to the Lord, they give praises, sacrifice. And they give it their life to him. They make boats. God, I promise this to you. Please save me. And after, we can see that they throw away Jonah, but God has a plan to save him. He have ready a big fish. It wasn't something that, oh, well, now what I'm going to do? Jonah is going to die. No. God has everything under his control. And he have ready a big fish. We don't know now what kind of fish it could be, but it's one that can, in one that you can be inside, miraculously, but like as miracle, you can be inside, and you are not gonna die. You are gonna be there for you can be there for 3 days at least. And Jesus gave testimony of that in Matthew. So it's not a fairy tale. It's true. Happened. Jesus gave testimony of that and was showing the same thing that happened to him is going to be with me. I'm going to die, but I'm going to raise from the dead on the third day. It's a miracle. They still don't believe that someone can erase from dead. But Jesus did through the Holy Spirit power of God. And it's the same power that is working now. So if God is treating you as a child, correcting you, give thanks because he is your father. If he's not correcting you, be worried because you are not a son. God, to the ones that he corrects, he loves. God is merciful, patience. As we read in 2 Peter, he's patience. He wants that everybody surrender to him. He don't want that the people perish or die. He wants to rescue them. So that's why he's patient right now. God hear our cry. God listen when you beg, when you pray. You don't need to go to with someone and ask because the other person, God listen them and you don't. God, if you pray, God is going to listen to you. Jesus is our intermediator. We are unit to him. We can come peacefully to the Father and pray and talk. Praise him. And we can see God communicates. All the Bible, the first person is God. In this book, we can see the person that is talking is God, and at the end, God continued talking. And it's the same in the Bible. God is talking, and God is working. God is working in the life of the people. He wants to rescue them, so he's calling us to preach others, to share to others. The people is unreachable. We are there. We have the word of God, but it's their decision if they reject them. But they are reachable. So we need to go. There are people that is completely far away, and God is still sending people to those places. But here, with the people that is around to you, we need to share His word. And He's the one that is going to work in their lives and turn them to Him. Transform their lives, as we can see He did with Jonah and with the people that was inside of the ship. God transforms lives. Okay, let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word and for all the testimony that we have, and how beautiful you are. Thanks for your mercy, and because you love us. And you are all the times you are there reaching, and you never give up. When many times we give up, you never. You are straight, you are all straight. You are our rock, you are our savior. So that's why we are here, coming to you, because there is no place that where we can go better than you. Thank you, because you are the sovereign God that sustains everything, and we are in your hands. And in Jesus, we belong to you, and nothing can take you away from your love. I'm praying now for my brothers that are here, that you use your word and provide the fruit that comes from you, and do according to your will in our lives. Please help us to be obedient and put our eyes in you and focuses in you and not in the circumstances or desires. Please help us to be humble and obedient to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.